Hey there, kid.
Graham Nash, how the hell are you?
I feel great, Pierre. How have you been, man?
I've been so well. It's just wonderful to talk to you. I have not spoken with you in a while.
A while? Are you kidding? We've been talking for, what, 30 years now?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I haven't seen you, I don't think, since last summer, since you did the Ocean City Music Pier.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
But you've been actively on the road, so it is 93.3 WMMR in Philadelphia. And we have Graham Nash with us right now. And there is a new package which is coming out, which takes a look over his five-decade amazing, that's putting it mildly, musical history. It's called Over the Years. When is it going to be released, Graham?
29th of this month.
What's great about it is it has every Graham Nash song that you'd possibly want to hear, but it also has these amazing demos. Tell us about it.
I wanted to make it more interesting, Pierre. I know that people are probably bought, you know, the major songs, you know, to teach your children at our house and la, 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 la. They probably bought that a couple of times in their lives. But I wanted to make it more interesting. And so I decided to put 15 demos on there. And 12 of the demos have never been heard before.
Where do you get them? I mean,
my archive.
All along the line, have you cataloged things really well? I mean, because some people might not think of even saving that.
I know, but it's me. Remember me? I've always thought that that recording and the actual tapes are very interesting historically and should be protected. And I've done that all these years. I've kept them in a vault in Los Angeles that is temperature controlled and halon gas protected. And they've been there all these years. And yes, they are. We have an incredible archive of me and David and Stephen, and me and David and Stephen and Neil, and me and David. There's a lot of music in there, and that's what I've kind of been concentrating on for the last 10 years.
Now, what surprised you when you're going back and listening to these the most, the demos I'm talking about?
I think I found that I'm worth a shit.
Was there any doubt of that ever?
Always.
Ah, interesting. I love demos. I came across, different bands have been re-releasing stuff in a similar vein. The Rolling Stones, for example, have re-released different songs and different albums. And in that included alternate mixes of, you know, songs like Brown Sugar and things of that nature. Roger Waters of Pink Floyd, Pink Floyd re-released some albums. And they put in there a demo of Money, six and a half
minute song.
Yeah, but it's the demo version. It's 2 minutes long, Graham.
Interesting.
And it's just him recording it. It's the demo that he brought to the band, you know, where you hear the normal Pink Floyd Money. You hear the cash register at the beginning.
Right,
he puts
right.
it at the end. And it's just an entirely different view of what a song is like, if you will, under construction.
And that's why there's 15 demos on this record.
In terms of the demos, you know, like I was listening to it over the weekend, it's wild to hear Teach Your Children, in that version. When was it recorded? When did you do that demo?
It was either done late 68 or very, very early 69. On December the 8th in 1968, I played my last show with the Hollies at the London Palladium. And on December the 10th, I was in Los Angeles with David and Stephen.
Wow.
I had heard that vocal sound that we had created in Joni's living room. My heart wanted it. My soul as a musician screamed for it. And I went for it. I left England. I left the band, the Hollies. I left my family, my friends, my money, my equipment, and just came to America following that sound.
Now, was Teach Your Children available to have recorded with the original debut CSN album, or was that afterwards?
It came afterwards. You know, we had a great bunch of songs that we had to do for that very first record, and we decided to leave Teach Your Children for the Deja Vu record.
I've always wanted to ask you, and I don't think I ever have, because I believe you recorded that, or at least a portion of that, at Wally Hyder's in Sausalito?
In San Francisco, actually.
San Francisco, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, Wally at that point had three or four studios in his complex up there in San Francisco. And we were in one studio doing Deja Vu, and the Grateful Dead were in the next studio, and the Jefferson Airplane were in the studio after that.
Well, that leads us to how you got Jerry Garcia to do the pedal steel on Teach Your Children. How did that come about?
Well, we'd cut the track, and we loved the track, and we'd put the voices on, and we loved it, but there was no solo there, and Stephen didn't feel that another solo by him would be worth it, you know, and Crosby said, hey, you know what, Garcia's been playing pedal steel lately, I hear, and I said, wow, do you think you'd want to put pedal steel on this, because it is kind of a country feel. And he said, let me go and ask him. I said, well, do me a favor, play him the track first. I mean, you know, who wants to play on a shitty song, you know? So they played Jerry the track, and he loved it. He brought his pedal steel in, and he played it.
You, who are on the road, must have a code. That you can live by.
And the first track was it. And we got to the end of it, and Garcia said, you know, I screwed up a couple of places there. Can I do it again? I said, absolutely, you can do it again, but I'll never use it.
Really?
Yeah. To me, the emotion that Jerry put on that track, the very first time that he played through the song, was it for me. And I told him that, and he actually understood.
Did he do it a second time, or did he not?
He sure did, yeah.
But you used the first version.
I did, yes.
You once told me that in terms of playing with Neil, that Neil would rather have you make a mistake with passion than do it perfectly but not have the passion there.
Absolutely. And he's completely right there, and that's how I've always felt too. And it comes, you know, on this record, on the side that is all the records, it ends with my song "Myself at Last," and we have talked about this before. But "Myself at Last" on my last solo record was the very first attempt at the very first song we tried.
You and Shane Fontaine, right?
Yeah, me and Shane Fontaine and the rest of the band, and Jay Bellarose on drums, and Jennifer Condos on bass, Patrick Warren on keyboards, and Todd Caldwell, and me and Shane. And it was one take.
Wow.
And that was it. And Neil loves that, and so do I.
We're speaking with Graham Nash on 93.3 WMMR, the new collection Over the Years, which is this marvelous compilation of Graham's known songs that you love so well. And these demos, which I think are the jewel in the crown of this package, comes out on June 29th as a 2-CD set. And there's digital download and all that other stuff that you can get. And there's going to be an album version. You can get it on vinyl, correct?
Yes, indeed.
Which I just love, because vinyl is making somewhat of a comeback. And I do a vinyl feature every day. And audiophiles will tell you, if you listen to vinyl side by side with a CD, you will
immediately know the difference.
Yeah.
You can feel it in your heart and soul.
There's something I wanted to ask you about, because as I was listening to the original, when you and Crosby put out Wind on the Water, the song was called To the Last Whale, Critical Mass, Wind on the Water.
Yep.
The critical mass part is this magnificent harmonizing of you and David's voices in this almost orchestral fashion, which leads into Wind on the Water. And I noticed it's not on this package. Is there a reason for that?
Yeah, there is a reason. Crosby called my managers and told them that Graham Nash cannot use Critical Mass ever again.
Wow. This as a function of the divisions that have been going on with you guys?
Correct.
Wow.
It's just one of the things that pisses me off.
I'm so sorry. There was some report in the press about CSNY about 6 months ago. It said the only thing that would get them to play together again would be that their hatred of Donald Trump is more than their hatred of each other.
It's actually kind of true. You know, we have to love each other before we can make great music, and it's not there right now.
Well, I don't have too much time with you, but with that in mind, as a citizen of this country, and you have been since, what year did you become a citizen?
I don't know, 76 or something.
All right. So the bulk of the time since you landed in California to begin working with David and Stephen all those years ago, you were either a resident of California or of Hawaii. In the last couple of years, you've lived in New York City. And I'm just wondering how that's affected your headspace and where you're coming from these days.
I just traded jungles.
Jungles? What do you mean jungles?
Well, this city is a jungle. And I lived in the jungle in Hawaii in a rainforest. So that's what I'm flippantly remarking to.
One might say there might be a slight difference between the Garden Island of Hawaii and New York City.
That's true, but this isn't a fantastic city. I mean, you know, you got to understand, where I lived in Hawaii, the sidewalk was rolled up at 4:30 in the afternoon and everybody went to sleep after that, you know. But I need energy. I need to be able to go to all these fantastic museums. I need to go to these art galleries. I need to hear 5 different languages before I get my Starbucks. This is an incredibly energetic city, and it's really getting to me in a really good way.
Excellent. Finally, you're out on the road. You're doing shows. Any Eastern dates? I see you're going to Europe this summer. But
yeah, I leave in a week for Europe, and I'll do 5 weeks there. I'll go to Scotland for a couple of weeks with my girlfriend Amy Grantham. Come back and then start a fall American tour, and that's all being put together right now. And dates are being added. So let's hope I can make it to where you are.
That's Philadelphia, Graham.
I know. To everybody on WMMR and 93.3, fantastic. 50 years of bringing great music to the people. Well done. Well done indeed.
Tell us who you are.
I'm Graham Nash.
Thank you. I'll see you, I hope, soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Pierre.
Take care.